Town Odyssey. It's the 15th annual Avery Awards.
Cut!
What?
What are you talking about? This is the first time we've done this. It's the first, not the 15th.
Oh, that says first, S-T. I thought the S was a 5. Oops.
Reset! Let's take it from the top. Lights, cue the music.
Live from beautiful downtown Odyssey, it's the first ever Avery Awards. And now, here are your hosts, Bob and Jesse.
Cut!
Now what?
We only have one host. Jesse's on vacation.
Oh, really? Oh, all right. Well, sorry about that.
Okay, everybody, one more time. Take it from the top.
Beautiful downtown Odyssey. It's the first ever Avery Awards with your host, Bob.
Thank you very much. I am so honored to be hosting these awards. The Avery Awards have given you, the listener, the power to vote for your favorite Odyssey episodes, the elements, actors, and actresses from Album 51. And right here, right now, we will reveal to you the winners of our first ever Averys. But first, let me assure you that after you voted, we made certain that no one could see the results and ruin the surprise. We had our accountant tabulate the votes, lock them in a case, seal it in cement, and then bury it 55 feet below the ground.
Actually, I haven't done that yet. They're still in my cubicle.
Oh?
You want me to still do that?
Yeah, we take secrecy very seriously. And now the envelopes, please.
I'm out of envelopes.
What?
But I have 7 music boxes instead. Buying in bulk is always cheaper.
Okay. Well, let's get things started right away with our first award. Many elements go into making an Adventures in Odyssey episode. Our first Avery is for the step that makes all the Odyssey episodes come to life, sound design. The sound designers work for weeks on each episode to make sure that every detail sounds realistic and imaginative. And the winner for best sound is... if I can get this music box open. Ah, there. And the winner is... The Jubilee Singers Parts 1, 2, and 3. The sound design team is made up of Jonathan Crow, Christopher Deal, Rudy Hare, and Nathan Jones. Congratulations, sound design team. Come on up. What do you think about winning the award? Any advice for our listeners? Good advice. Thank you, sound design team. Moving on, many times you write to us to tell us your favorite scene or line from an Odyssey episode. Those special moments in the show that stick out as funny, heartwarming, or memorable. Perhaps ones that you've even quoted to your sister.
And the nominees for Best Line of Dialogue are Eugene in The Inspiration Station, Coach Fang in Target of the Week, Wooten in For the Birds, Connie in For the Birds, and Ava in Grandma's Visit.
And the winner is Wooten in For the Birds.
But then again, I did have an Irish setter named Artichoke who used to eat birdseed. He was a bird dog.
Our next Avery will go to the best scene from Album 51.
And the nominees for best scene are Colin Ducani from The Inspiration Station Part 2, Deaths in the Family from For the Birds, Hallmark Moment from When You're Right, You're Right, Family Meeting from Grandma's Visit, and Sing Us a Song from The Jubilee Singers Part 2.
And the winner is Deaths in the Family. Come on up.
Hello, I'm Deaths in the Family, and it's great to win this award.
Hey, you're not Deaths in the Family, you're Brock.
I know. And if our listeners want to see the cover picture of Album 52, they can visit our website at witsandblog.org/album52.
Security!
See ya!
Whew, so 3 awards down, 4 to go. We'll go ahead and keep things moving.
Cut!
What?
We need to go to break, Bob.
What kind of break?
A word from our sponsor.
We have a sponsor?
Just got a commercial.
Okay. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
disc. Oh, another gizmo to patch into their radio.
Tired of eating that cold sandwich for a quick lunch? Microwave it with Superwatch. In fact, you can even prepare a full course meal with just the touch of a button. Sportsman will love it too, as a fishing pole, a scale, even a rabbit trap. It's the go anywhere, do anything watch, and you can get yours for only $9.95. Available now at Steeple Drug, Academy Hardware, Joe's Park and Dine, and Leon's Motel Room 30A. Another teleproduct from Rancho Incorporated.
So we actually got Superwatch to buy airtime?
Bob, we're rolling still.
Welcome back to the very first Avery Awards with your solo host, Bob.
Thanks for listening. We've had some fantastic winners so far. Next up is the award for Best Script. Maybe we should have given this award out first, because before we can even use actors or sound designers, there has to be a script. And the winner is The Jubilee Singers by Dave Arnold. Come on up, Dave.
Scene 6, interior of award ceremony. Thank you, Dave says as he walks up to the microphone to accept the award. When I was a small boy growing up in the simplistic suburbs of majestic Montana, he pauses to let the effect of his well-worded alliteration sink in.
Dave?
The audience's rapture is killed as he's interrupted by the host on stage.
Don't mind me,
replies the embarrassed host. Dave regains his composure as some epic streams of music begin to play under his speech. My grandmother gave me a pencil and a pad of paper for my 6th birthday. It was then that I knew that someday I would become a writer. The crowd goes wild. Dave exits scene.
Okay, well, next up are the Averys for Best Actress and Actor. These go to the people who you thought best brought their characters to life. What an honor it'll be for these two professionals to take this prestigious Avery Award home to display on their mantle, bookshelf, coffee table, kitchen counter, armoire, china cabinet, car dashboard, cleaning supply closet, bathroom towel rack.
Bob.
Yes.
Move along, please.
Right, yeah. The nominees for Best Actress are
Katie Lee as Connie in The Inspiration Station, Christina Puccelli as Emily in When You're Right, You're Right, Sydney Schiattone as Camilla in For the Birds, Lucky Weeding as Lucia in Grandma's Visit, and Hope Levy as Olivia in Finish What You...
And the winner is Katie Lee as Connie Kendall in The Inspiration Station. Congratulations, Katie.
This is so great. Okay, first, I'd like to take this time to thank the fans for voting and listening to Adventures in Odyssey. I mean, without you, forget about it. I'd also like to thank the audio engineers who make me sound so good. Oh, and the writers who wrote the scenes. Also to Andre for being such a great guy and doing the owl voice whenever I ask. Of course, Will Ryan for making Eugene so fun to play off of most of the time. And my hairdresser for giving me such a good cut last week. Isn't it good? Oh, and the grocery store lady. She gave me a discount, even though I didn't have a coupon. I mean, I had a coupon, but I didn't have it with me. It was at home. And then, well, hey, wait a second. I'm not done yet. I still have to thank my friend from elementary school.
Sorry, Katie, but our director just gave me the hurry-up signal. We're running out of time. And now the nominees for Best Actor.
Andre Stoica as Wit in The Inspiration Station. Will Ryan as Eugene in For the Birds. Jess Harnell as Wooten in For the Birds. Zach Callison as Matthew in The Inspiration Station. Mark Evan Jackson as David in Grandma's Visit.
And the winner is Jess Harnell as Wooten Bassett in For the Birds.
Watch out for the orchestra! He's all right.
Okay. I'm sure he had a lot of fun working on For the Birds, and that he'd also like to thank all the people Katie did, minus maybe his hairdresser. Okay. I've been saving the best for last. Now we'll present the award for Best Episode of the Season. All the work that goes into the Adventures in Odyssey episodes comes down to this, what you think. And without further ado, the winner for Best Episode is... Guys, the box is empty.
What? The box is empty?
Oh, I forgot to put the paper in there.
You forgot to put it in there? Well, where is it?
It was with the ballots that I put in a case, sealed up in concrete, and buried 55 feet underground.
You buried the winner of the best episode underground?
No, I buried the paper.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, folks, it looks like we have a problem.
I'll go get my pickaxe and shovel.
Or you can just use this scrap piece of paper I wrote the winner on.
You wrote it on paper?
Yeah, you don't think I'd leave just one copy of the winner, do you?
All right, keep it moving, Bob.
Okay, so I have here the results for best episode of the season. And I should say that this award goes out to everyone who worked on Adventures in Odyssey. The writers, the actors, the engineers, the sound designers, the composers, the marketing guys, and the coordinators. And now, your winner for best episode of the first ever Avery Awards is The Jubilee Singers Parts 1, 2, and 3. Oh, I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted. We've had a lot of winners tonight. Yet we all know the true winners are you, our listening audience. We love how much you like Odyssey, and we want to thank everyone who voted for this year's awards. Whew! This is Bob, signing off from the Averys. Hopefully next time Jesse will be able to join us and we won't have as many mess-ups.
You're telling me? Well, that was a great dress rehearsal.
Dress rehearsal?
Okay, everyone, reset. Album 51, let's take it from the top.